All right, good afternoon, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chaf Tes. I apologize again about missing yesterday's shiur. We had a trip to visit various Gedolei Yisrael. I was sorry about missing yesterday's shiur until I saw the daf and saw that it was all medicine, so then I didn't feel so bad. But today we're going to learn daf Chaf Tes. We're going to pick up from the bottom of daf Chaf Chesam and Beis at Amar Rav Yehuda Zibura de Charze Silva. So we still have today's show sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lezekh Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basim Chalda Shalom. Thank you very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. And we're going to have a whole bunch more refuah to discuss in the first half of the first Amud. Then the Gemara is going to get into when you can get a haircut from an Ovid Kuchavim. And then we're going to have the different teachings of Rav Malkiya and Rav Malkiyo. Included in that is getting a haircut from an Ovid Kuchavim, and that's why it's going to come up at the bottom of Daf Chavtas Amud Aleph. And then we're going to, on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss a list of 12 different items of Ovdei Kochavim that are Asr Bahana'a because of Yayin and because of Avodah Zarah. Some because of Yayin and some because of Avodah Zarah concerns. So that is a long Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to have the source for Yayin being Asr Bahana'a, and the Gemara is going to tell us the Chiddush that Chometz what is the Chiddush that Chometz is Asr? If after all, Chometz is just Yayin that has turned sour and all Yayin is Asr, so Chometz of Ovdei Kochavim is obviously going to be Asr as well. And then the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about the heter of yayin mevushal, of cooked wine. So that will bring us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin. Again, we're going to learn daf chaf tes, and we are holding chaf ches on beis amar Rav Yehuda. Last word on the line is amar, four lines from the end of the page. So says the Gemara, amar Rav Yehuda, zibora udecharze silva. If a person was bitten by a wasp or something, or he has a splinter that has pierced his flesh, v'simta, and if he has some sort of swelling, someone who has a problem that his eye hurts him, vasi lave ishasa, or he's gotten a fever, kulu be bani sakanta. All of these things, if he goes into a beis hamerchatz, it will be very dangerous for him. So he should try to avoid a beis hamerchatz when he has these things. Now the refuah is chama lechama, that the refuah is that a radish should be used for an illness that relates to the sun, v'silka letzina, and what's a silka again? I forget. Whatever, some other vegetable that for something that relates to cold, v'chilufa sakanta. But if you switch them and you do the wrong vegetable for the wrong type of illness, then that's going to be a sakana. Chamimi la'akrava, someone who was bitten by a scorpion should straighten it out by hot water or something hot, ukrili zibura, and use something cold like a cold compress if he's been bitten by a bee or a wasp. V'chilufa sakanta, and if you switch that, then that's going to be a sakana. Chamimi l'silva, someone who had a splinter should soak it in warm water, in hot water, ukariri, in cold water, l'chaspinisa, for a different type of ailment, on for cracks that appear on his face. V'chilufa sakanta, and if it's reversed, then it's going to be a sakana. Chalal l'sibure, vinegar will help as a refuah after bloodletting from the shoulders. Umonini l'tanisa, and eating small fish will strengthen a person who's been fasting a lot. V'chilufa sakanta, and again, if you switch it, then it's going to be a sakana. Tachle v'sibura sakanta, someone who eats cress and does bloodletting is going to be a sakana for him. Ishasa v'sibura sakanta, someone who has some sort of illness as a result of heat, and then he does bloodletting, it's going to be a sakana. Koyveina v'sibura sakanta, someone whose eyes hurt and who bloodlets is going to be a sakana as well. Sheni ladog dam, a person who needs to be makiz dam should eat fish, and then the next day should be makiz dam, should do bloodletting. V'sheni l'dam dug, and if a person was makiz dam, he did bloodletting. The next day he should eat fish. But shlishi lo sakanta, if you wait till the third day, then it's going to be a sakana. If a person who was mekes dam, you should not eat the rashi tevus ches gimel beis shim shin. What are those things? Lo chalav v'lo gvina v'lo bitzalim v'lo shachalim. He should not eat milk nor cheese nor onions nor shachalim nor cress, because those things after hakazas dam is going to be very dangerous. Imachal, and if a person after he was mekes dam ate any of these things, amar abayi naisi reviyasa dechala reviyasa dechamra, he should get a revius of vinegar and a revius of wine. V'navrevinu badei adodi v'nishtiyan, he should mix them together and drink them. V'chimefana, and when a person who ate these things after he did hakaza has to go to the bathroom, lo mefana l'mizrach shalir, he should make sure that he goes to the bathroom to the east of the city, mishum dekasha recha, because the reyach of these things is very, very foul. It's a very foul odor, and the wind is going to bring the reyach to the city, but the ruach mizrachis is not so strong like the other ruchas are, and therefore it won't bring the reyach of whatever he's producing when he's relieving himself into the city, so that will be better for everybody. Okay, so now the Gemara adds other issues of refuah. I'm Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, malin unkli b'shabbos. Unkli that falls, you could pick it up on Shabbos because it's sakana if you don't. So says Gemara, okay, great. So every time I drop my unkli, I'll pick it up. I have just one little problem. What on earth is an unkli? My unkli, what exactly does that mean? What limb are we talking about that is called an unkli, that if it drops, you're allowed to lift it? So Rabbi Abba istumacha deliba. It's something that corresponds to the heart, which is called the istumacha deliba, that sometimes it bends a little toward the inside and it prevents you from being able to breathe properly. So you're allowed to lift it to allow for passage of the airways so that you're able to breathe properly. Maya susa, what is the refuah for this istumacha deliba, for this problem of the heart? So maisi kamona karyava, so you should bring a fistful of kimon, v'ninya, and you should bring ninya, v'adaga, and something else that's called adaga, some type of bitter herb, v'tzisri, and a tzisri, v'avdasa, and avdasa, all these are different types of herbs and different ingredients that you grind up together. So liliba, if it's for the heart problem that we described, so b'chamri, you should drink these things with wine. V'simanach, and the siman to remember that for the refuah of the lave, you should drink it with wine, is the lashon of the pasuk, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, that when it's a heart issue, yayin is going to be good. L'rucha, and if the problem is something that relates to breath, to ruach, so b'maya, he should not drink it with wine, he should drink it with water. V'simanach, and the way to remember that is, v'ruach elokim racheves al p'nei hamayim. So you remember that pasuk, you remember that ruach is associated with mayim. Lakuda, whereas a woman who gave birth, who became very cold when she was on the birthing stool, b'shichra, she should drink these things with beer. V'simanach, and the way to remember that the refuah for kuda is drinking beer is the pasuk v'kada al shichma. So that beer, which is similar to shichma, shichra and shichma sound a little bit kind of alike if you say it really fast, I guess. So that's a way to remember kada al shichma. For kuda, you drink with beer. So it's the same basic active ingredient in the medicine, but to treat different things, what you take it with is three different beverages, and then we have three different psukim to remind you of what you take it with for the different ailments. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava shachak lulu kulu b'adei adadi. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava would grind them all together, all these different things together, v'shakalei melo chamesh etzba'asei, and he would take from the ground material a handful, and he would put it into the beverage, v'shasi lei, and he would drink it. Rav Ashi shachak kol chad v'chad l'chudei. Rav Ashi would grind each one individually, v'shakal melo etzba'i rabasi melo etzba'i zutrasei. And he would take between his big finger and his small finger, however much he could pinch between those two fingers, from each of the things that he ground up and put it into the beverage. Amrav, Papa, ana avdi l'kana hani v'lo itasoi. He said, I did all of these things and I'm still sick. sick. Adam Liotea, until a certain Arab merchant told me, I see Kuzachanta Malyamaya, bring a brand new small kli and fill it with water, Varami Bay Tarvadu Dudusha, Ditalila Bekove, and put a spoonful of honey that has been in the chatzar of your house under the stars, Ulamachar Ishti, and then the next day you could drink it. So Avdi Achia did that, Vitasai, and then had a refuah. Meaning the point is that a lot of these refuahs and shas, it could be that they work, but we have no idea what the secrets are to make them work. I mean, the Gemara is not giving us the full treatment; it's just telling us some of the basics, right? That's how one of the explanations of why it is that we lost the expertise of how to dye tcheles. If after all, if we had the Gemara describes how to do it, how come we couldn't figure it out as soon as Rav Herzog discovered the Mirx trunculus? How come we couldn't figure out how to make it blue? The Gemara describes how to do it. Well, the Gemara tells you basics, but there's an assumption of other knowledge in order to make it work, and then part of that was given Baal Peh. So too with these refuos. Tana Rabbana, Shishu Dvar Merapin HaSecholah. There are six types of food that Merapin HaSecholah Michalio that have therapeutic value, refuos and refuah, and it's an absolute refuah, meaning it's not just a temporary refuah. Ve'elu ein, Krov Utradin Umeisisin Yevesha, Ve'kevas Ve'heres Ve'yoseres HaKavid. So the Yesh Omrim af Dagim Ketanim, and some say Dagim Ketanim as well. Velo od el shel Dagim Ketanim mafrenu marbin kol gufo shel adam. Dagim Ketanim will give a certain robust and health, will make robust and healthy your entire body if you eat them. So asara dvar machzir nasechol lecholyo. There are 10 things that after a person is ill will bring him back to being after he's had a refuah from being ill will bring him back to being ill. The cholyo kasha and the chali that he's going to have the second time around is going to be worse than the first battle with the illness. The eluhein, and they are ha'ochel b'sar shor, someone who eats ox meat, and shuman, someone who eats fat of animals, b'sar tzli, roasted meat, basar tziporim, bird meat, beitzot tzliya, roasted egg, v'shachlayim, and cress, v'tiglachas, and someone who shaves, umerchats, and someone who goes into a bathhouse, ugvina, and someone who eats cheese, v'kavin, and someone who eats liver. V'yesham r'mafa gozim, that even someone who eats nuts. V'yesham r'maf kishun, and some say, even someone who eats kishun, who eats gourds, that it'll make his illness come back. So tandabir b'shwa, loma nikra shman kishuin. Why are gourds called kishuin? V'pnei shein kashin l'kol gufa shaladam kicharavos, because they're as bad for your body as swords are. They destroy a person. Ad kan the refuos of Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Zayin Chaf Ches. Now we move on to more classic halachic Gemara. Vein misapn me'am b'kol makom. So he said you're not allowed to get a haircut anywhere from an Ovid Chavim. So Gemara says that Tan Rabban, we have a brisa Yisrael misapn me'am b'chavim. If a Jew is getting a haircut from an Ovid Chavim, roa b'mare, if he's looking into a mirror as the guy is giving him the haircut, Ovid Chavim hamisapn, and that's going to be fine. Ovid Chavim hamisapn Yisrael kivin shegila balariso shomet es yado. And if a Jew is giving an Ovid Chavim a haircut, when he gets to the baloris, which is the growth of hair that was that shows a certain allegiance to an Avodah Zarah, he should stop cutting the hair in the area of the baloris. So Amar Mar, we had said, Yisrael Masabra Meir Chavim, Roa B'mare, that if a Jew is getting a haircut from Roa B'chavim, he should be looking in a mirror and that will make it okay. Well, Echidami, what type of situation are we talking about? Iber Shas Harabim, if we're talking about that the haircut is in Rosh Hasharabim where there are a lot of people around, Lamali Mara, why do you need a mirror? There are a lot of people around, so the guy can't kill you. And Iber Shas Yachin, and if we're talking about that you're getting the haircut in a private domain, Ki Roa Mayhav, what difference does it make that you're looking in a mirror when you look in a mirror? So you'll witness your own death. I mean, he's going to kill you anyway. There's no one that's going to stop him. So why does it help to look in a mirror? So says Mar the Olam Rosh Hashayachin that we are talking Rosh Hashayachin the Kivin Dikemara. But since there is a mirror, Mischazik Adam Chashuv, a person will look like an Adam Chashuv, and therefore the Ovid Chavim is going to be afraid to kill the person because he doesn't want to start up with an Adam Chashuv that will get him into a lot of trouble. That's how Rashi explains. Now, The Rimi Lunil writes that the Havamina, the Gemara, thought that the heter, when you look in the mirror, is because through the mirror you're able to see that he wants to kill you, and then you'll be able to scream out for help, and that way you'll save yourself. So that's why the Gemara says, well, wait a second, if it's in Rosh Hashanah, then you don't even need to scream out. People will see that he's gonna want to kill you, and they'll prevent it from happening, or he won't do it in the first place. And if it's in Rosh Hashanah, you could scream all you want, but no one's gonna hear you, right? You could scream all you want when nobody's around. So that's what the Gemara answers, that your premise was wrong. The point of the Mara is not so you could scream for help. The point of the mirror is that only chashuva people care enough about how they look that they would look in a mirror when they're getting a haircut. And since that gives the indication that you're a chashuva person, he's going to be careful not to do anything. Beis Yosef writes in Yerodeus and Kufnun Vav that if it's a person is otherwise recognizable as an Adam Chashuv, or he's very well known as an Adam Chashuv, then you don't need a Mara, meaning since the whole point of the Mara is just to give the impression that you're an Adam Chashuv, and then he's not going to start up with you. Well, if you actually are an Adam Chashuv, you're an important government official, or you can appear to be an Adam Chashuv in other ways, so that would work just as well. So the Gemara says, Rav Chanan bar Bizna, have mistaprim lo chavim bishvili dinar da'a. He was getting a haircut from an ovi chavim in the pathways of Narda, which was outside of the main city. So Amalei, so the barber said to Rav Chana, 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 Yo'i ko ayuch lezuga, that your neck looks so enticing to my scissors, to slit your neck with my scissors. So Amar, so Rav Chana said, Tasteli da avriya de Rabbi Meir, I deserve the fear of having to be scared for my life when I heard him say such a thing, because I violated what Rabbi Meir said, that this should be my kapara for violating that which Rabbi Meir says, that you're not allowed to get a haircut from an Ovid Chavim, even in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara asks, it sounds like he violated only Rabbi Meir. What do you mean you violated Rabbi Meir? Vad Rabbanan lo avri? You don't think you violated what the Rabbanan said? Meaning, after all, the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to get a haircut somewhere private and quiet. And he was in somewhere private and quiet. The Shvili Dinar does, not in the main city. Say, Emor da'amar Rabbanan Bersh Hashanah. After all, the Rabbanan said that you're allowed to get a haircut in a public place. They never said you're allowed to get a haircut in a private place. But he thought Shvili Dinarda, even the Shchichi Rabban Kirshas Rabban Damu. He thought that the Shvili Dinarda was public enough that it would not constitute a violation of that which the Rabbanan held, that it only constitutes a violation of Rabbi Meir, who said you're not even allowed to get a haircut in a private place. Now, the truth is, Tosus points out, the heter to get a haircut in Shus Rabim from Ovid Chavim is only if there are Rabim that are there. But if there are not Rabim that are there, then that's considered Beino Leveino, and that's therefore going to be Aser. So now the Gemara discusses the Ovid Chavim that's Mistaper Mi Yisrael, the Jew giving the Ovid Chavim a haircut. So Ovid Chavim Mistaper Mi Yisrael, Kivin Shegil Veloriso, once you get to his Baloris, which is the growth of hair that indicates dedication to Avodah Zarah, Shometes Yado, you should remove your hand and not continue to cut, to accentuate that growth of hair by cutting right around it. The Kama, how far away from the Baloris do you need to stay away from? So Amrav Malkiya, Amrav Adabarava, Shlosha Etzbos, the Kol Ruach Ruach. Three Etzbos worth, and that's was the thickness of your thumb, three Etzbos worth in each direction from the Baloris. Now, once we mention this din of the Baloris that Rav Malkiya taught us the shear of, the Gemara brings Machlokas, which Memros throughout all of Shas did Rav Malkiya say, and which ones did Rav Malkiya say? They all always quoted Rav Adabarava, both Rav Malkiya and Rav Malkiya were always quoting Rav Adabarava, but which ones were Rav Malkiya and which ones were Rav Malkiya? Some Rav Chinin Brid Rav Ika, Shvud Ushvachos Vigumos Rav Malkiya. Shvud is the din that if you have a spit made out of metal that they roasted meat on Yom Tov on, and it became gross from being filthy with the meat, so it becomes mukta, there's a heter to move it out of the way and put it in a place where it won't hurt anybody, to move it into a Keren Zavis somewhere. That's a Sugya Maseches Beitza. Shvachos is that no matter how many shvachos, no matter how wealthy a woman is, and how many maidservants she brings into a marriage, the husband can still expect her to do certain basic chores around the house, because when a person is doing nothing, when a person does nothing all day, batalas mevil dezima, leads a person to znus, it leads a person to make very poor decisions in their life. So the gumos, and the din of gumos is that if you have a girl who is 12 years old that has two spaces where hair grows from without the hairs in them. You see the holes in the skin, but you don't see the hairs. That's considered as if she has shtei saros and she is already a gedola. So all of those things were stated by Rav Malkiyo. Now, Beloris, Efer Mikla, and Ugvina Rav Malkiyo. Beloris is our halacha that you need to stay three etzba'os away when you're giving a haircut to an Ovid Chavim from the Beloris. Efer Mikla is the din that the ashes of an oven that are very burnt up, you're not allowed to put on a maka for the sake of refuah because it will darken the area and it will look like a tattoo when you put it on the skin. So Rashi explains based on the Gemara Masechet Makos. So Rav Ashi disagrees over there and he allows putting it for mikla on the maka because makasal mochiach alav, meaning it's obvious that you're not doing it l'shem a tattoo because everyone sees that you have an injury there. So obviously it was just meant to treat an injury. But anyway, that's the opinion of Rav Ad Barava as quoted by Rav Malkiya. And Gvina is the reason that they asked her, Gvina Sakum, which we're going to learn about soon, is because they used to smooth out the surface of the cheese with chazer schmaltz. So that explanation of the Isser of Gvina Sakum, which we're going to learn about in Daf Lamedei, that's Rav Malkiya. That was stated by Rav Malkiya. So I'm Rav Papa says that no, not the way you that it doesn't divide along the lines that you just described. Rather, masnisin umasnisa, anything that's a Mishnah or a Braisa, which means shvachos, baloris, gvina, that's Rav Malkiya. Shmaitza, but anything that is just its own memra of Amoraim and is not directly connected to a Mishnah, which is Shvud and Gumos and Efer Mikla, that's Rav Malkiyo. Visimana, and the siman to remember that is Masnisa Malkasa, that the Braisa is queen, meaning the Braisa and the Mishnah are like a Malchus, and therefore we add what makes them like queen, what makes them so strong, because you could ask on Amoraim and reject Amoraim based on statements in Mishnayos and Braisas. So we're saying that those things that are said by the Malka, by the Braisa and the Mishnah, which is Lashon Nekeva, were said by the person whose name sounds more like a Lashon Nekeva. Malkiya, since it ends with a kamatz and a hey, sounds more like a Lashon Nekeva than Malkiya, which sounds more like a Lashon Zachar. My Binai, what's the difference between Rabbi Hanina's dividing up of which teachings belong to who, and Rav Papa's division of which teachings belong to who? Ike Binai and Shvachos. And Afkamita between them is Shvachos. Who's the one that authored that statement about a woman who has many, many Shvachos, that she still has to do some chores around the house so that she's not being Mevatel all day, because that is going to bring Lidei Zima? According to Rabbi Hanina, Rav Malkiyo said that, and according to Rav Papa, Rav Malkiyo said it, because it's a Psak Halacha about something in the Mishnah, and it's not only Shvachos, it's also Efer Mikla is the difference between them, because it's its own separate Memra. So according to Rabbi Hanina, Rav Malkiyo said it, whereas according to Rav Papa, Rav Malkiyo said it, since it's related to a Memra in the Gemara, and not a Mishnah or Braisa, which begs the question that the Rishonim struggle with, and Rashi discusses, if it's the nafkamina between them is not only Shvachos, it's also Efer Mikla, how come it says Ika B'nai Shvachos and not Ika B'nai Shvachos Ve'Efer Mikla? So Rashi explains, because the Gemara already concluded prior with Rav Malkiya that Rav Papa said his siman, and therefore the Gemara says only that which Rav Malkiya said. So meaning the nafkamina that we're giving is nafkamina within Rav Malkiya. Now within Rav Malkiyo, Enochinami, there's another Nafkamina. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to list 12 different items of Ovdei Kochavim that are Asur Bahana'a. Elu Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kochavim, the following things of Ovdei Kochavim are Asurim, that are Asur for a Jew, V'Isurin Isra Hana'a. And the Isur is not just an Isra Achila, it's an Isra Hana'a as well. Hayayin, if you have Stam Yenam, that Chazal Asur Bahana'a, because we're choshesh that he was menasech for avodah zarah, and it therefore becomes asur ba'anah min haTorah. That's at least the pashut pshat, the way Rashi understands. But it's also an additional gzeira mishum benoseihem, that we're afraid that if you have their wine, you're going to come to marry their daughters. So both reasons somehow play a role in Stam Yenam, both the issue of Avodah Zarah and the issue of Benosehem, v'achomet shel v'chom shei mitchilasa yayin, and also wine vinegar, something that was once wine and then became vinegar. So the fact that it turned into vinegar does not make the iser go away. The iser that was there when it was wine still remains. Rashi points out, but wine that belonged to a Jew, and the guy only got it once it had already soured into vinegar, does not become aser bana. It has to have been wine that was already stam yenam, and then when it turned to vinegar, the iser didn't go away. But if the iser had never been chal, because it was Jewish wine, and then it turned into vinegar, the Jew can give that to a guy, and then it's not going to be aser bana. Now, and the implication, therefore, is you're even allowed to drink it. However, that's Shitas Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, however, is of the opinion. Rabbeinu Tam, however, is of the opinion, is quoted in Tosfos, Dibra Maskli Mishum, that we are not matir, that we are not matir chometz. I think someone's not muted. That we're not matir chometz when the Nachri touches it, because we're not bekiyin to be koveya what exactly is chometz, meaning how do we draw the line between wine and chometz. And it's a fairly common thing that people disagree. Do you call this wine vinegar? Do you call it wine? Do you call it vinegar? Sometimes, you know, I'll make kiddush and I'll say, oh, this wine tastes okay. And my wife will say, this has turned sour. So I don't know anything about wines. I just know, you know, if the bottle says it's supposed to taste good, so I say, I'll think it tastes good. If it says, oh, you taste hints of cherry, I'll taste hints of cherry. If it tells me, so a lot of times people don't have the same opinions about these things. So therefore, because of a gezeira that we're not going to be able to know how to define these things, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, that we're machmir about chometz as well. The Rashba quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that after 12 months from the time you first think it turned into vinegar, then you could be sure that it's for sure fully vinegar at that point. But the Ritva disagrees and he holds that from the time you put it into vinegar kalim, it has a din of full vinegar, and that's when the guy's touching it is not going to impact it at all. And then the next item on the list back in the Mishnah, the Cheres Hadrioni, a piece of pottery from Hadrian, which is it absorbed a lot of flavor of wine. And when you want to drink and you don't have any wine with you, you soak this piece of cheres in water and it gives a wine flavor to the water. So if you have such a Cheres Hadrioni that belongs to Novid Chavim, that's going to be aser. Now the Mishnah tells us other things that are aser, va'oros levuvin, a hide of an animal that where the heart was, you could see there was a giant hole, because of the way they would worship the Avodah Zarah is they would yank out the heart of the animal as it was still beating. That was the Avodah of the Avodah Zarah. So if you see the hide of an animal where there's a giant blood spot right around the heart and a hole right around the heart, so then you know it was probably used in the worship of this Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Bizmancha Kereshalo Agul Asur Mashuch Mutter. If it's a round hole around the heart, then you know that it's also was used for Avodah Zarah. But if it's just a slit, then it's going to be mutter, because that was not their style in worshiping their Avodah Zarah. Basar nichnas avodas chavim. If you have basar that goes into a house of avodas zara in order to be makrovit, and then the Jew buys it right away as soon as it gets in there before they were ever makrovit, so mutter, then it's mutter ba'na, even though the guy shechted it, the shechita is not aser ba'na. Vahayotze, but basar that comes out of the base avodas chavim, aser is aser ba'na, neshuhu kizivchei mesim, because that's like zivchei mesim. They were already makrovit to the avodas zara. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Someone just sent me a text the other day of a donut company that's owned by some sort of Far Eastern fellow, I don't know, Indian or something, and he says, the reason I make sure my donuts are so perfect and so delicious and so is because I am makriv them to my Avodah Zarah. He didn't use those words, but he said, I offer it to the deity of X, Y, and Z, and I only want the gods to have the best donuts, and after that we sell it to the customer, after we're makriv these donuts. The god must be pretty fat if he eats all those donuts. But he said, so we're makriv all these donuts to the Avodah Zarah. Why did the person send this to me? They then sent me a picture of the hashkacha on the donut. Sure enough, Orthodox rabbi gives the hashkacha. All they do is they're makriv it to Avodah Zarah. I'm sure the ingredients are mostly kosher though. Okay, so hahol chen tarpus, someone who goes to a place where they're ovid Avodah Zarah, that's a far distance away. Asur lasis v'lasis imahen. From the time they go, you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to do business with them because you're afraid that when they get there, they're gonna thank their avodah zarah for the business deal that they just conducted with you. And also, he may buy something from you that will be makrif to the avodah zarah. V'habayin, but people are on their way back from their avodah zarah festival. Mutarin, then you're allowed to do business with them because they're not going to turn back around and go back. They just came back from there, and therefore you don't have to worry about how they're going to react to it and them going back to their temples. Nodos hovdikham nekankanayan, different types of utensils where goyim keep wine, the yayin shel Yisrael konos behen, and there's wine that belongs to a Jew that's in those vessels, asurin, that wine is asur because it's balea from the yayin that's in the walls of the kli. The Surah Nisra Na'a Divra Meir. Meir holds it. It's not just Nisra Shtiyah. It's like Yayin Esach. It becomes Asr Ba'ana'a. V'cham Momrim Eini Surah Nisra Na'a. V'cham say, nah, it's not Asr Ba'ana'a. It's only Asr B'Shtiyah. Because the whole, any Isra that's not Be'en, it's only a Bliya, is not going to Asr Ba'ana'a. It's only going to be Asr B'Shtiyah and not Ba'ana'a. Hachartzanim Ba'azogin Shalov Dikhavim. Peels and seeds of grapes that are left over after the Ovid Chavim squeezes the wine out of the grapes. Asurin, the peels and the seeds are Asur. The Isurin, Isra'na, and Asur, and the Isur is even in Isra'na, Divrei Meir. V'cham Momrim, Lachin Asurin. The Cham say if they're moist, they're Asur Bana, because the reason that they're going to be Asur is because the wine that's still in them is Asur. So therefore, they have the status of the wine itself, and it's going to be Asur. But Yevei, but if they're dry, then they're motor even ba'achila, because then it's only like a dry piece of wood. Hamurios, food that's made out of fats of fish intestines, ugvinas besun yaki, and cheese from besun yaki, shel ovdei kochavim asurin. If the murios has, because it has wine that's often mixed in, if it comes from ovdei kochavim, it's going to be asur. And the gvinas besun yaki, most of the time, most of their calves they shecht for avodah zarah, and we have to be choshesh that they were that they did the cheese making using rennet from calves that they shechted for avodah zarah. So it's tekrovis avodah zarah v'isura nisra na de Rameir, and therefore it's going to be asur ba'ana according to Rameir. V'cham b'mamen isura nisra na, and Cham say no, only asur ba'achila not ba'ana. So the Mishnah brings Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shal Rabbi Yishmael as Rabbi Yeshua k'shoyim ma'alchem b'derech. Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua when they were walking on the road, Amar Lo, he said mipnei ma'asru gavinos of dechavim. Why did they asur cheese that of Goyim? You don't have to worry that it was made from non-kosher milk, milk of a non-kosher animal, because guess what? Mitzias-wise, milk of a non-kosher animal doesn't curdle. It would never become cheese. Only cow milk actually will curdle. Goat milk will actually curdle. Pig milk doesn't curdle, so there's nothing to worry about in terms of where the source of the milk. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yishmael responded, Nesha Ma'amidin Osam Keva Shal Mavela. No, it's not about the milk, it's about the rennet that causes the chemical reaction that causes the cheese to curdle. That could come from a nevela, and it's a maimid with an or kevas nevela. That's going to be usher. So amalo valo kevas ola chamura mikevas nevela. So Rabbi Shmuel asked, and he said back to Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand. The cave of a carbonola is more chamur in terms of the level of iser than the cave of a nevela, because a nevela is mutar ba'ana, whereas an ola is asr ba'ana, and someone who gets ana from it is chayiv a carbon mi'ila. And amru, and nevertheless, the Cham still say that if you find milk in the stomach of the ola, Kohen Shadaitu Yaf, if you have a Kohen who's not in Nistinus and he's not going to be grossed out by it, Sarfa Chaya can swallow that could swallow it the way it is without cooking it. Velo Odelo, and the Cham did not agree to it because the Cham were matir, the Bnei Yeshiva were not molded to this. Aval Amru, but they said that lechachila einanin v'lo malin. You're not allowed to get anah from it because of the chumrah of kachim. But b'dieved, if you do swallow it, it's not going to be a violation of me'ila, because meikra din, you're allowed to swallow it. And that's because that which is inside the animal's stomach is not considered part of its body. It's considered to be like a waste product that's already separate from the rest of his body. So by a nevela, that's mutar bahana'a, we shouldn't be more machmir, and we should be matarit lechachila. So Amalos, Rabbi Shor responded, Neshem Amitin also became us Egle Avodas Kochavim. No, this Isser is not because of a Nevela. It's a, you're right, Nevela is less Chomer than a Karban Ola. This is, we're afraid that they're using rennet from the stomach of an Ovid Kochavim, of an animal that was used for Avodas Zara. And that's more serious than an Ola. Amalo imkein lamalo asru abana. Well, if you're concerned that it came from something that was used for avodah zarah, why didn't Shah asru abana? So as he asked that question, instead of answering Yisiyu l'davar acher, he changed topics on him and he brought him to a different conversation. So Amalo, he asked him, Rabbi Shua asked him, Ishmael, hey chatokorei, how do you put the nekudos in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, ki tovim dodecha miyayin? Is Balashon Zachar, where you can explain it, that Knesset Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tovim Dodecha Miyayin, or Ki Tovim Dodayich, or is it Balashon Nekeva? And the Pasuk is speaking about Am Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them, Ki Tovim Dodayich Miyayin. So Amalos, Rabbi Shmuel said, Ki Tovim Dodayich, that it should be Balashon Nekeva. So Amalo, Eina Davar Keitz, Rabbi Shmuel said, it's not true, it should be Dodecha, that it's this part of the Pasuk is the Jewish people talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sharei Chaveru Melamid Alav, because the Pasuk, there's another Pasuk that shows us that it's Lashon Zachar, L'Reach Shmonecha Tovim, and you can't say that that's a Lashon Nekeva at all, so it must be that Knesset Yisrael is saying a Shavach Klape Maila. Talmid Rebbe Yonah say that he was asking the parish of this pasuk in particular because he wanted to be meramis him that the Yisur of Gavina is only midivrei sofrim, that it's only midrabanan. And chaviv and divrei sofrim yoser mi yena shel Torah. The Gemara is going to say on Lamed Hey that divrei sofrim is more beloved than yena shel Torah. So kitovim dodecha mi yayin, that it's more, the words of the chachamim are more beloved than yayin. And this whole thing, the whole Yisur we're talking about is an Yisur midrabanan. So therefore a very beloved Isser to us. So now, we had said Stam Yayin is Asur Ba'ana because of Chashash that he's Menasech El Avod Zara. So the Gemara says, Yayin Minalan, where do we find that Yayin Nesech is even Asur to begin with? Sam Rabbah Ravua Amar Kral, Pasuk says, Bayov De Avod Zara, Asher Chelev Zivachemo Yochel Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. So we learn from there, Ma Zevach Asur Ba'ana, just like a Zevach to Avod Zara, Korban to Avod Zara, is Asur Ba'ana, Af, Yayin Ami Asur Ba'ana, wine that was Menasech Avod Zara is also Asur Ba'ana. Zevach Kufei Minalan. How do you know that a carbon that was brought to Avodah Zarah is Asur Ba'ana? Tichsiv Ve'yitzmadu Lebal Par Ve'yochlu Ziv Chemesim. Ma Meis Asur Ba'ana. It calls it Ziv Chemesim. So just like a Meis is Asur Ba'ana, Av Zevach Nami Asur Ba'ana. Says, okay, you just shifted the question one step over again. Umeis Kufei Minalan. How do you know a Meis is Asur Ba'ana? That as Yasham Sham Egla Rufa. We learn Gzereshav Yasham Sham from Egla Rufa. Ksiv Hacha, it says by a mace Vatamas Sham Miriam. We said recently Ksiv Hasam, and it says by Egla Rufa Varfu Sham Esa Egla Banachal. So Malala Nasbana, just like an Egla Rufa Zasbana, Afkan Asbanami Asbana. So to a mace is Asbana. Vahasaminal, and how do I know an Egla Rufa again? Keep shifting the question over. Right, we started, how do I know a wine? So we said, because we learned from Zevach. Good. How do I know Zevach? Because we learned from Mace. Good. How do I know Mace? Because we learned it from Egla Rufa. So now, how do I know Egla Rufa is Asur Ba'ana? So Amid Be Rabbi Yanai, they said in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai, Kapara Ksivba, because it says in the Parsha, Kapar Le'amcha Yisrael, Ki Kochim, just like Kochim, which is Asur Ba'ana. So mace is hukash to an egla rufa, and karbanos of avodah zarah hukash to mace, and yain that's nesnasich avodah zarah is hukash to karbanos of avodah zarah, and therefore all those things along the chain are asur ba'ana. V'achomish l'avichavim shayah mitchilaso yain. We then said that if you have vinegar that was wine at some point, it remains asur ba'ana even after it sours. Well, pshita mishum da'achmit pakalei yisurei. Isn't that obvious? Why would I think that if it sours, the isur would go away? So amravashi ha asalashmin and lechidish. Is that dafka chometz that belonged to the guy originally when it was wine will remain aser, and it's not a chiddush, you're right, that it remains aser, but the chiddush is that with the diuk that you can make from that chometz shalonu biyad avduchav main tzar chosm tochosam, that if you have vinegar that was biyad Yisrael and you give it to an avduchav to watch for you, you don't need a double seal on it, it's good with just a single seal because you don't have to worry about it. If your chashash is menasech tavod zara lemenaske, he's not going to be menasech chometz. And even shemachlufa, if your chashash is that he's going to switch it out for his own chometz, so kimendika chosam lo taruch mezayif. One chosam is good enough to solve the problem of a chlufa. When it comes to something as chomor as nisuch, so that's what you would need a double chosam for, a double seal for. But something as you know, like switching it out, a single chosam is good enough to protect from the concern that he's going to switch it out. Amar Rabbi Yila, Shaninu Yayin Vush Shavicham Shahaya Mitchilaso Yayin Aser. If you have cooked wine of another chavim that originally was regular non mavushal wine, it's aser bana. So pshita mishum dibashal pakalei sura. Why would I think any different? If it was non mavushal and the guy had it and then the guy cooked it, right? It was aser before he cooked it. So why would the iser go away just because he cooked it? So what's the havamina? Amar Ravashi ha aser lashminan. No, the chiddush is Yayin mavushal shalanu biyado v'chavim. That if I have Yayin Mevushal and I ask an Ovid Chavim to watch my Yayin Mevushal for me, I don't need a double seal on it. Because if I'm worried that he's going to be Menasech Avodah Zarah, lo Menaschi, he's not going to because it's Yayin Mevushal, so it would be disrespectful to his Avodah Zarah. And if you're worried that he's going to switch it out, that since there's a single Chosam on it, he will not go through the bother of being Mezayif that Chosam. Okay, we will stop there in Bez Hashem tomorrow, same time, 5:30. We will continue on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Sorry again about yesterday, and thank you so much for joining.